It's now about 16 months since the Queensferry crossing opened, and it's easy to forget the very frequent and often severe disruption that was caused by periods of high wind, which resulted in the Forth Road Bridge being closed to high-sided vehicles. So the windshielding which we have on the Queensferry crossing is doing exactly what it was intended to do, because we've now had about 20 occasions since the new bridge opened where the Forth Road Bridge would have been closed to high-sided vehicles. This has been critical to helping to improve reliability of crossing at this particular point of the Forth, which has helped to support both the economy and also businesses and commuters who make use of this crossing point. It's important that we also recognise that the evidence is also demonstrating that the crossing is providing a more reliable route from Fife and also into the Lothians. Around this time last year, the initial speed limits on the bridge were lifted when motorway regulations then came into force in the early part of this year. And since then, we've seen the traffic flow starting to settle down. We're now seeing consistent journey times in both directions of over the Forth in the region of about 7 to 8 minutes in normal traffic conditions and around 15 minutes in both directions at peak times. These journey times are now very much at the levels that we would have expected for a road of this type and the speed limits in the prevailing traffic conditions. There's no doubt the Queensferry crossing continues to meet its objectives of providing a much more reliable replacement crossing over the Forth and is delivering clear economic benefits for both industry, commuters, and the very fact that the road haulage industry are recognising this by a more reliable crossing for high-sided vehicles.